Hi, I'm Brenda Reese, freedom and forgiveness coach, and a person just like you that is learning to navigate life and all of its challenges. I teach a forgiveness process like no other. It's a blend of practical and spiritual forgiveness. This process guides you into knowing how unforgiveness can be keeping you stuck in your relationships, both personally and professionally, and how it prevents you from releasing resentment and finding joy. Each week, I share practical and some not so practical tips, tools, and advice from myself and other people that are on this journey just like us. This is for you if you are ready to turn your pain into peace. Welcome to the Forgive Yourself Podcast. Welcome to the Forgive Yourself Podcast, a place where you can turn your pain into peace. I'm your host, Brenda Reese. And I have a fabulous guest today. She is a colleague, a friend, and a whiz in the financial world. She works with women who are trapped in unhappy financial conditions by the lies and limiting beliefs of family and culture. Her expertise is the connection between self-worth and net worth, and how women can engage inner work to unleash their millionaire mindset. Teresa Leftenant is my beautiful guest, and she is a certified financial planner and behavioral financial or finance advisor with over four decades of comprehensive financial planning and wealth advisory experience. You know, she's also a certified Canfield trainer of the success principles. She's a beautiful speaker, a podcaster, and transformation facilitator. Now, Teresa's master work is a handbook for women ready to change their financial lives. It's called Reinventing Her, helping women plan, pursue, and capitalize on their next chapter. In that masterwork, she openly shares her transformation with money, relationships, and career, and encourages women to upgrade their lives by learning and living the steps she created to change her own life. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much, dear one. Everybody says they're excited, and of course you're excited, but really it's more like, oh, I get to actually share from who I am. And that's such a gift. So thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. So we've had conversations as we've taken walks and we've done things together that I wish we had a recorder.
have our phone on the whole time.
We need to, because you are a wealth of information and experience around women and wealth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the conversations we've had about money is so good. And, you know, I love the net worth, self-worth.
Right.
How did you come about that?
Well, of course, you know, I've had thousands and thousands of conversations, not only with women, but when I'm in a meeting talking about financial planning, which of course brings in life planning, you can't separate that we all have a life that we are living now and that we're planning for the future. And definitely money is meant to support that, right? So what I realized in watching couples where traditionally the male is the one that steps forward and makes the decisions, and the woman tends to like sit back and allow. So that's where the self-worth piece comes in, right? Is that our emotions lead to our behavior or our actions, and that creates our results. And so if we have an emotion of fear or worry or self-doubt, which is all an aspect of self-worth, right?
Yes.
And a lot of women don't really connect that dot, that their emotional life really is an indication of how much they value themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there it is, you know, is like you can tell how much you value yourself by reflecting on your financial condition or how you feel about your financial condition.
That's powerful. In the talks that we've had, we've talked about how women struggle.
Sure.
Right? I think you do a beautiful job of working on changing the narrative and working on changing how we view it instead of those men coming forward, that the women are coming forward.
Yes.
But women in general struggle.
Yes.
To have a wealthy life.
Right.
And is that all self-esteem or self-worth?
So I would say that that is the most powerful piece of it. Of course, it's not all about self-worth, but you and I do our own way of personal development. And that is what we also refer to as inner work. Like, who are we on the inside? And of course, our society trains us that really we should be able to solve all of our problems by just finding a solution on the outside. And so the low self-worth piece is society teaching us that we don't know the answers inside. It's all outside of us. But here's an example. Let's say that, you know, one of the things that the research shows is that women don't feel confident with investing. They feel nervous about the risk in an investment activity. And so they tend to shy away from engaging with that. And that is an indication of their level of self-worth. So if there is some empowerment inside that I am inherently valuable and therefore I deserve to have whatever that amount of money is going to provide for me, then I'm willing to take the actions. I'm willing to learn how to take the risk, to become comfortable with the behavior that is required to let my money grow on itself, which is what investing is all about. Right? Investing is having your money grow itself while you're sleeping.
Yes, which is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I get it too, because I agree about self-worth. And I want to hear, I'm going to hear how you got here, because I think that's important for the listeners to understand your journey, because you have a powerful story. And you know, and that's what, when we started talking about the self-worth, I so get it, because I didn't take risks as I was really feeling unsure about myself. And I was abdicating my power to the husband I'm with or partner I'm with. And they were making the decisions because they knew better,
right,
quote unquote, than I did. And it was kind of like almost conditioned into me that women don't do that.
Right.
From the generation I grew up in.
Right.
And so I'm really happy that these generations now, we've got generations, you know, that younger than us, that are basically more empowered. And because we've also, I think a lot of our women in our generation have helped empower that. But I so get it.
Absolutely. And I mean, people are always reminding me, oh, there's a lot of women who are out there being very bold with their financial lives, and they are embracing learning about investing, and they are taking those risks. And you look at those women and you'll see that they have higher self-esteem.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
If you are struggling, which is really the woman that I want to help, you know, I want to help the woman that's struggling. I want to help the woman that is has a lot of fear and worry and shame and guilt around where they are financially, and help them realize that when they do some inner work on themselves, they can actually lift themselves up out of where they are and begin to see, believe that there's some positive future, you know, that there's optimism, that things could be different for them financially, and therefore their whole life could be different.
Yes.
And better. And better.
And better.
Yes.
And better. And so, Teresa, you have this beautiful experience and journey that got you to here. Mm-hmm. And what, can you give a little background so we have, so people understand where you came from to what got you kind of here today?
Sure. Okay. So I grew up in a small town in Idaho, and my father was a banker. And so I was around money from the very beginning of my life. But the problem was that there was an expectation that my mother had that his, you know, his high level in the community would therefore translate into a bigger lifestyle. And she was always comparing herself to the doctors and lawyers in town who, you know, had bigger cars and bigger houses and could entertain in a more lavish way, which is what was important to her at the time. And so my parents were always fighting about money. So I grew up with this idea that money was bad, money was stress. And my father was also a secret entrepreneur, even though he worked for a bank and he loaned money. He was the guy who loaned money to the to the entrepreneurs and business owners, and he wanted to be one. So he was always taking big risks with his income, and many of those risks obviously didn't work out. So I grew up believing money is full of stress. There's never going to be enough money. Money creates debt. And then they gave me a credit card when I was 15 years old because I was working after school in my father's bank. So everybody was getting credit cards back in the 60s, right?
Yep.
And so I got a credit card and I don't even remember how much, but it seems like it was like $2,500. I maxed it out in like the first week. and what I got from that was a lot of approval from friends, and they wanted to hang out with me. And they, you know, because I would buy their gas, their cars and their lunches, you know, and dinners. And so that's what I became. I established this habit of using credit. And every time I got a better job with a bigger salary, I would increase my credit line because I got into this, to that habit of getting approval from buying things for people. And then it was buying things to make my lifestyle look bigger and so on and so forth. I see so many women doing the same thing because they don't have a lot of self worth inside. And so they are using money to get reinforcement and approval from the outside. So fast forward, I reached a point where I one day did not get the job promotion that I thought I was going to get. And I had already paid it off in my mind, paid off all the debts, of course. I was going to be a good girl now. I was never going to get myself in this situation again, but I didn't get the job. And so suddenly I had no idea how I was going to pay off this debt. I was living way beyond my means. And at this time, I had two kids and I was single. So I had this conversation with God and I said, what is it that I help me out here? Just let me know what I can do. And the thought that was given to me that day in the conversation was, you're the central problem here. It's not everybody else outside of you. It's you. And you have to figure out how you need to change in order to stop this cycle, this very detrimental cycle. Because here's the thing about debt, ladies, and you know this, the money you're spending on debt is the money that you don't have to save for your retirement, or you don't have to you know, go on that great trip that you want to go on, or perhaps even have a second home sometime in your life, a retirement home. So you're robbing your future by paying those debts from your past. Yeah. Now, I also want women to know that I don't judge people for being in debt because I think it's part of the journey. It's part of the understanding of who we are and who we can become. It's about choices, right? And we have to go through these things. That's how we learn. That's how we grow.
And what I hear the message is to understand why we're in the debt.
Yes, right? Understand why we're in the debt. Yes.
Why we're in the debt. Because it's like, okay, if we buy a house, right?
Yes. Yes.
Consciously and in a way that, okay, yes, I have the down payment and yes, I can make the payments. I have got the job. That's different than building up the debt, like I did too, of self-esteem, of trying to prove my worth to other people and to live above my means and really not have any guidance whatsoever as far as how do I handle money?
Right.
I don't even know how to handle money. And, you know, and the other thing is kind of really understanding in my terms is this money story of, you know, like that, where you have the dad was a banker, but what did you learn? You learned that, oh, debt, you know, that, okay, debt is part of life, but that, you know, you learned so many things from really someone not even telling you. But what you're watching. And that's what people, I think, don't realize is a lot of the parents never taught their kids how to handle money.
Right.
Budgeting. Or even how to even handle themselves.
Yes.
A lot of us grew up in this crazy time of, you know, we can just do it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You didn't have the conversation.
That was such, they'll figure it out. Oh, life will teach him, which is true. Life does teach us. The number one reason that women, if they're in a financial situation that they're not happy with, that they're dissatisfied with, the number one reason is because of the family story around money and also the societal messages. And there's not a lot of help with the connect the dots, you know, around the messages that we have. I mean, it's even worse than when you and I were growing up because of social media. The societal messages of pursuing a millionaire lifestyle and actually looking like you're living one now, no matter mm-hmm. what, with all of the input that we have to buy, that is very harmful for women in particular, because we compete with each other, right?
Yes, we do.
We compete with each other.
That's what was coming to mind, was the comparison and the competing. Yeah. Because we do. And it's also, especially for entrepreneurs, we're also kind of told that. It's like, if you're not making six figures, there's something wrong with you.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just this horrible way of in the coaching world, especially, is like, there's always something wrong with me. Yes. If I'm not doing this marketing or doing that. And so, of course, I'm going to, you know, depending upon if somebody's doing the inner work, yes. right, to be able to call that out. But even if we are, I got caught up in that. It's like, oh, there's something wrong with me, you yes. know, because I'm not making six figures or seven figures or eight figures. And ooh, my messaging is wrong. And I need to pay all this money, which we put on the credit card.
Yep.
You know, I have to pay all this money to take all these classes and do all these things because somewhere I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough.
And that goes way back.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And we can get caught up in that. So I want to let the women know that, you know, we it happens to us. We get caught up in that. And what we can do is have the tools and have the advocacy, like for you, of what you help women do. And mm-hmm. in this fact of having somebody there to help really identify that where why is that, what's going on
yes.
in my world that money it, I'm having this love-hate relationship with it.
Exactly And as you and I have talked about, the journey that we are on, which we call personal development, mm-hmm. which is to continually assess who am I, where am I in relationship to whatever the quote issue, problem, challenge is, who am I. And bringing that powerful self that we've built over the years, we've built a more powerful self, the yeah. two of us have. And many women are doing this. And that's their lifestyle, right? Their yeah. lifestyle is to continually develop the self so that when challenges and financial, let's not even say problems and challenges, let's just say a financial goal, right? Yeah. We have financial goals, and we have purpose and reason for those goals. We have values that we are living in the pursuit of those goals. That's what is possible for women when they look at the level of self-worth that they actually have. This is something that I do with my clients. I'm mm-hmm. constantly checking on the scale of 1 to 10. What is your self-esteem today? Esteem for self, esteem for the part of you that is natural, that was born, you know, the way you were born, with the amazing gifts that you were given by God. What esteem do you have for that? Because you can esteem someone else, right? And we do. We yep. look up to celebrities. We look up to best friends. We look yep. up to parents. But what is that? How do we look up to ourselves?
What is the answer you get?
Relationship between that and your financial situation. Thank you.
That's powerful. No. Yeah. Thank you for that. You know, what is? Is there like a general answer you get for that? Do women have low or high, or is it all over the place?
Yeah, I usually say one is you're on the floor. You really don't have any energy to get up and do anything towards a positive future. You're just on the floor. That's one.
Okay.
And 10 is you have so much energy, like you're 20 years younger. You hop out of bed. You're always full of creativity. You have amazing love for yourself and everyone else. That's a 10. Women rate themselves low, way more than I observe. You know, I of course we talk about the number, but a 5 is usually You know, and that's the other thing that is what I call a belief virus that society has, is women aren't supposed to think too highly of themselves.
I know.
We're not supposed to. It's bragging. It's feelings. Yep. You're stuck up. Yep. You're egotistical. Oh, and we wouldn't like to be like men who actually have more self-esteem than we do, but we hold ourselves back from that.
Yes. And we apologize. This we is apologize. What I work with clients on. It's like, stop apologizing. Stop apologizing. Stop apologizing for all of the accomplishments that you have, because you've yes. earned them. When we yes. walk into a room, men don't walk in and go, oh, I'm really sorry. Excuse yes. me. I'm sorry. You know, I have not really seen very many men do that.
No.
In corporate and even entrepreneur world, I mean, I don't see that. But I see it so much in women. And it's like, okay, I get it. I get it. And we can rise above that. We can really incorporate, embody who we are, and we can build our self-worth, self-esteem by understanding what it is that's keeping us there, what it is that keeps dragging us back down, why it is that we don't feel that we can stand up to or even learn more about money. You know, and learn more about investments, because maybe that wasn't our deal. Like, I grew up, it's like, no, that's not my job. Right. And so it's like, oh, okay, well, let me listen to the people who know, you know, instead of going, wait a second, I'm really curious about this.
Yes.
And, you know, and that even plays out in my relationship today when we were talking earlier about, you know, about, I thought I had a good handle on the income and money and investments. But then, you know, with my husband going through the dementia process, and now, especially like this year, taking over the majority of it, I've been doing it for several years. But when it came to the taxes, it's like, oh, that's an area that, you know, with the investments and with properties and things that we have, that I don't know how to look at that paperwork, or it, actually, he put it somewhere and I don't even know where it is.
Right.
He can't tell me.
So, Brenda, you have a choice. You have a choice of saying, I'm going to call somebody to find out what I don't know, or I can avoid this and give it to somebody to do instead. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that one is right over the other, but one is a more powerful, I believe in myself, I can learn this, I know that this is just another opportunity for me to expand myself and to feel even more confident, capable, and powerful.
Yes, thank you. And I'm so glad that I know you. You helped me with that. I'm like, oh my God, freaking out. And it's like, honey, can you call someone? Can you? He was like, oh yeah, yeah. Because when we're in it, right, it's hard. It's so helpful to have somebody to go, okay, let's breathe. And let's just here's the next step. And then here's this. And okay, now what's next? Because that's what you help people with.
Yes. And you and I share that, because you helped me not go off the deep end about my relationships.
Yes.
So it's a nice trade-off that we do for women.
Well, it is. And what I really am excited about for you is to bring forward the process that you have, that you have gone through yourself, and that you have refined over the years, and that you bring forward and help people with, because you've got a beautiful process. And because there's a lot of women, even, you know, very capable women, very strong women, who, you know, we look at them when we're thinking, oh, they've got it all together. But really, in the financial world, they don't. They're abdicating their power, like I found myself doing in certain areas. And they're still not able, thinking that that's not their, they're not able to, like, kind of, you know, we were told that we don't have the mind for that. I mean, I remember being told that.
Yes.
And it's like, what the hell? And we get to, you know, work with that. And that's what you do, is those belief systems and the shame and the guilt that comes with that. Because how many women get in my position, or spouse partner dies? And so many, it's a little scary at how many. And so I like that you have a way that women, that you can work with women mm-hmm. to help build up their self-worth. Mm-hmm. So whether they want to be millionaires or not, that doesn't right. really matter. What matters yeah. Is like, let me ask you this, is how do women know that to work with somebody would be a good idea, like you? How, right. What would be the question they would ask themselves, or what right. would they do?
Here's a couple of ideas. Are you keeping your financial situation secret? Mm-hmm. Are you hiding it? Mm. Are you avoiding it? Are you lying about it? Mm. All of those things are what women do to cope with this feeling of shame, guilt, low self-esteem, lack of self-worth, and being at the mercy of the messages that they are living with, right? Beliefs are the most powerful driver of our behavior. And the great news is that we can become aware of all of our thinking around things. Mm. And now that's what, you know, we could often need some help with. And that's why you and I have a passion for coaching, because we know how to help women become aware of what they're thinking that is driving their behavior. And then here's what you ask them. Are you happy with those results? Are those the results in your life, the way it is? Is that what you makes you happy or satisfied? Are you excited about that? If the answer is no, then you got to back up a little bit, you know? Okay, so what, maybe there's some behavior or inaction rather that is happening leading to those results. Now let's back up and see about the feelings and the thoughts. So, you know, that's just one of the things that I help women with. But to build self-esteem and high levels of self-worth that you carry around with you, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, it's about acknowledging your value as an individual, as a person, just because you were born, just because you're alive. And there's so much about each individual human being watching the planet. There's so much value that you can pick out. Yes. Well, you have this gift and that skill and this talent and this yearning. All of those things is what makes us inherently valuable. And gosh, if we could all just step into that. And like when we were a little kid, just think about how little kids act, you know, they're excited about themselves. They love themselves. They run around and play all the time. You know, they're not fearful, blah, blah, blah. But we lose it. We lose it as adults. Yep. But it doesn't mean it has to stay lost. We can bring it back into our reality.
Absolutely. And I love that what you're saying, what was coming to me as you were talking is like having people go back and really look at that piece of them. It's like, when would you know how we would just stare at people? We'd say what we thought and we didn't worry about it. You know how kids are with each other. It's like, how come?
And do you notice that adults find that adorable? Adorable. And yet they don't want to act like that themselves. By the way, whenever I see an adult that does that, I also think it's adorable. Because it's so attractive and attracting. Yes. You just want to go up and hug the person for being real.
Yes, for being real and being willing to ask the questions and not look bad. I mean, how many of us don't even ask the questions?
Right.
It's like we're afraid, like you were saying, you know, we're avoiding it or we're not looking at it. I mean, it's where when we can look things in the eye, when we can really look at it, that's where we can grow that empowerment, self-worth is just by asking some questions. And I wanted to touch on too, because there's another aspect of that I get from women who feel bad for wanting more.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I mean, and that's prevalent. It's like, oh, I shouldn't want more. I don't hear any men say that.
No.
At all. It's like, where, you know, the shame, it comes from societal, it comes from familial, it comes from cultural, you know, it comes from all around.
Yeah.
Right.
In my book, I talk about the should messages that we live under. And for women, as we're growing up, I mean, I'm older than, you know, a lot of people that are listening, but I was taught that my job was to be a wife and a mother. Mm-hmm. Even though I had an amazing amount of creativity, I was an actress very young. I just had so many talents that my parents did not acknowledge were there. And so if I was always being trying to be put into this box that I really had no desire for, you know, and that's why I had three marriages where I wasn't any good at them, because I didn't know how to be good in a marriage. I didn't want to be good in a marriage. I since learned how to do that, and I've been married happily for 24 years. But you get what I'm saying, is that this is an awareness piece again. This is like, what were the messages that made you feel like you had to be small, that you were not allowed to be as important and have as much as a man in your life? And I love men. I'm not saying it's a man thing. I'm saying it's a messaging thing that we took on in childhood, mm-hmm. and that is being continually reinforced in a loud way by our society. So it's like, do I want this for me? That's mm. Is this the life I want to have now?
Yes. And I love that. And then do I feel worthy of that?
Yes.
Because that right there is your scale. Do I feel worthy of having this life that I want?
Yes.
And really doing a check-in, and not just what other people think, but really feeling inside and going, yeah, you know, my life is good, but I want to feel great. I want to make more impact, right?
Exactly. And I just want to say one more piece about this self-worth. So I talk to a lot of couples that have significant money. They have money that they will never be able to spend, right? Yeah. And they're in a situation where they have to make plans for what happens when they pass it to the next generation, right? Or maybe there isn't a next generation. Mm. But I would say that the majority, so that's over 50%, the majority of the women don't feel that they deserve that money. And they struggle with it. And especially if they received it from an inheritance, mm-hmm. or potentially from a stock. You know, they were given stock in a company and that stock went up, which is very prevalent in the Seattle area. So it isn't just women who don't have money. It's also women who have money and who struggle every day to feel like that they deserve it. And what to do with that money? Like, can they find a reason to use the money that actually fulfills their soul?
Mm.
That's one of the big, most fun challenges that we have in conversation is, what fills your soul, and how can you use your resources that you've been gifted in? You know, really, a lot of money making is just gifting. You were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, you gained some real, real abilities to do a job and you were paid well for it. So that is, it's an interesting reality that we have in our world of how women and money are still very back in almost the dark ages.
Right.
We have not evolved our relationship with money as we have other aspects of our life, such as how we take care of our bodies and healthcare and wellness and so on. Even relationships.
Mm-hmm. So what is one step that a woman who's listening can take to change how she feels about her ability to grow wealth? And I like growing wealth. I like how you talk about it that way. It's not making money, it's growing wealth. So what's one step a woman can take that you would leave with her?
So, you know, it's funny because other financial planners might say, learn how to budget. You know, it's not that. In my world, the way I view success with money, it's about assessing your financial situation, and then turning the question inward towards yourself. How do I feel about myself and this financial condition? Because when you relate the two, when you do the mind work to compare, is my financial situation matching how I feel about my own value, my own abilities, my competence, and so on. Then, if it doesn't match, that's when you can reach out for help.
Oh, I love that. I know. I needed that years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that it's kind of interesting because it's the one of the things that my husband now asked me when we were dating. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from being single with kids, you know, and all that, just getting by and really having a different mindset about wealth. And, you know, having him go, do you feel worthy of me buying you dinners or buying you gifts? Do you feel worthy to be able to buy nicer things? Do you feel worthy of that? And of course I said, well, yeah. But inside, I'm like, oh crap. I didn't. And that's when I knew that was that question. It's like, do you feel worthy of this amount of money? Do you feel worthy of this? Or do you feel worthy of this kind of car or whatever it is? And it was like, oh, I didn't. And that's where I knew, oh, okay, I've got some growth to do.
There it is right there. Yeah. You had the insight that you knew you had some growth to do.
Yes.
And that's all I'm saying, which is why I'm a personal development transformational coach, is because we can do some work on ourselves. We can grow the way we love and respect and trust ourselves. And then our behavior with money will change and the outward results will change.
Oh, I love that mic drop. Oh, where can people get more information about you and working with you?
So I have a new website I'm launching called A Wealthy Life for Her, and it should be live this weekend. So what the first step you can do to find out about me besides going to my website is to join a free monthly circle that I offer. It's a 1-hour Zoom call on the last Wednesday of every month, and it's called Wealth Circles. So a group of women gather together and we talk about this exact way. What are your feelings, your thoughts, your results with money? What is working? What isn't working? Like, for instance, this last week we talked about the feminine way of money.
Yes.
Because I made this list of like, here's how men do money. And how do y'all feel about that? And there was just this overall 100% rejection of that. No, I don't want to do it that way. In fact, I stopped listening to the list 3 points in. And it was just a great experience for everybody to acknowledge this feeling of, I don't want to do it that way. Mm. I want to find my feminine way of doing money, which is much more collaborative and intuitive and much more purpose and passion driven. So that's the kind of conversation that we have at Wealth Circles. And you can register on the website, awealthylifeforher.com.
And we'll have that link too. I'm going to get that link from you and we'll have that in the show notes along with your new website. We'll have that in the show notes. And also, do you do private coaching, my dear?
Yes, it's really my love. You know how a lot of coaches are like, oh, I just rather do groups. I want to work with people one-on-one. I want to personalize every single step that I know works to raise women from a life conditions that they really are not happy with into a creation of the life they do want to be living financially and otherwise. Because once you work on one part of your life, it affects all parts of your life. So I do private coaching one-on-one and my program is 6 months and it's worth every penny of it.
Oh, I love it. I love your program and you and the passion that you have to change the narrative for women around money. And it's not even just money. It is really about their self-worth.
Yes.
And I mean, and we do it through, or you do it through the avenue or the channel of money.
Yes.
But it literally, women, when you do these exercises and do this process with Teresa, it changes your life, how you view yourself, how you view the world. And we together, as you said, as women, the feminine way, we are collaborative and intuitive. We're also receiving and giving. And it's like more of that infinity loop where it is really a smooth way of handling life. And that changes all of the generations that are coming up too. Yes,
absolutely. When we transform our relationship with money, we transform our children's children, we change the world. I mean, women know this, we hear it all the time. When you change yourself, you know, be the change you want to be in the world. Or be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what I experienced in my own transformation, is when I worked on myself, everything around me changed.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, sweetheart. So
and we're gonna have more conversations.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did enjoy it, would you do me a favor and share this episode and then follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss one episode of the Forgive Yourself podcast, where every Friday you will get tips, tools, and stories so that you can turn your pain into peace. Take care.